So this is Jessica.
This is Elsa.
And this is the I2 podcast. Listen in. Hi, we're back with episode 15.
Can you believe it? It's the I2 quince.
Oh. Oh, this is so unplanned. This is like my regular quince. We need to go change.
Mm-hmm. Gonna go reserve the cake and the DJ real quick.
Get some padrinos to pull it together. But we're talking about what we've learned so far in our podcasting endeavors, and what this means for the future. So stay tuned. Yeah, we started.
Whoops. Did you catch the last word?
No, okay. I did it at the beginning.
Cheers.
Cheers. TJ made us spritzes.
Cheese. 15 episodes. I'm going to say years.
Feels like years. I mean, technically this podcast has been in the works in my head since 2016.
This is true.
Thought we should do it, and then TJ bugged me to bug you. But we met January 2nd. Do you remember that?
Who did?
To talk about this. We met January 2nd. Uh-huh. At Tommy's restaurant. You could pick me up because my car was frozen. Mm-hmm. And we went and we mapped it out and
it was a cold day.
Oh God, it was.
I love those days.
And you know, it's a lot. I mean, when we finally got it off the ground and we got the design from Brian, and then I think I stole you money from that one. There's been so much that I've learned. Like, how much can I have on my plate that I want to have? Like, you know, you go to the buffet and you get the thing that looks good, and then you get the other thing that, like, okay, it's healthy, I guess.
You have to add a little bit of salad to the macaroni.
Yeah, and I think I was having too much macaroni. So a few weeks ago, I asked Elsa, like, hey, what do you think about a hiatus? Because I love what we're doing. Do not get me wrong.
Yeah.
But I don't want to get to the point where I don't. Mm-hmm. And then we started talking, like, well, what do we call it? A season? Do we call it, what? Mm-hmm. But I think it's just going to be a hiatus.
Like a summer break. That's what it is. It's a summer break.
Because we're busy people.
Yeah. And I feel like a lot of what we talk about is based on our lives and based on experiences. And I feel like this will help us. You know how Adele has to take like 5 years in between albums?
We're not going to take 5 years.
No, and I'm not comparing my voice to Adele neither, but I do feel like in some way we are each other's spirit animals.
I really was listening to her today.
Oh, were you?
Did you know this?
No.
Following?
But she's always said, like, she needs to have time in between her albums in order to live, so that way she knows what to write about and stuff like that. Yeah. I think from my perspective, that is going to help a lot, just to have a month, to have summer, and have more content to talk about.
Yeah. When I think, too, I don't think we realized that people were going to listen.
So thank you to those who do.
We had 2,000 a few days ago, and that was nice. Like, you know, it maybe averages out to what is that? Like,
it was like 165.
Yeah. That's a nice, solid number, and I really do thank everyone who listens. Mm-hmm. And we're just doing this to, like, get more. I mean, I think positivity is a huge one. We want to keep things pretty positive. Mm-hmm. And we want to spread our voices.
Lightness.
As Latinas, as women.
Love and light, like the housewives would say.
Love and light. Oh, I'm not holding myself to housewife standards. But at the same time, I'm a full-time writer, and that requires a lot of work. And you're a full-time businesswoman, and that requires a ton of work. And I don't want us to get to a point where we hate doing this and we have nothing to talk about. And I don't think we'll get there.
Yeah.
But I don't want to even try that. I think a healthy pause And we already have episodes planned out for when we get back. Mm-hmm. I think we already have... it is not going to be a very long pause. It's going to be a few days worth. Like, weeks. But we just want to kind of go out and see the world and come back and talk about it.
And by the world, I mean San Antonio, because I have no budget or plans for vacation.
I mean, I don't have a budget, but I might leave town for a few days. But I learned that, yeah, you have to set boundaries and you have to schedule things when you are so tired and in bed and you're still scheduling memes out and mm-hmm. keeping things fresh on Insta for sure. I think I learned that we have a lot of listeners that I met. I mean, Ashley's, I think, one that she's so fun and funny. Mm-hmm.
And she's a hoot.
Yeah. It's just like, yeah. Oh, that's nice knowing that there's like a younger version of ourselves out there. Yeah. I don't know. What have you learned?
I've learned to be better at... I'm very good at being in my shell and like sharing things, but I think this has taught me to be more vulnerable and to share my feelings and emotions sometimes, not all the time. It's a process, yeah, everybody. It's a process. I'm not going to spill the beans out to the world.
Meanwhile, over here.
I just... We balance each other out. No, I think I'm getting better at it. It's a work in progress, but I just... I'm a pretty private person, and so I'm working on it. Also, I feel like at the beginning I was worried about how I would keep my opinion separate from, because I do own a boutique, I didn't want anything to kind of be reflected poorly on the store.
But I also feel like, and not to, I just feel like being you is... The word that we're not using here is political. I think being you is political. Like, your best friends being mothers is political. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, there's ways we can avoid it and there's ways we can't.
Yeah.
And I think you, as adults, we learn what we want to talk about and what we don't want to talk about. And, you know, we learn how to have those conversations. Like, nope, not going to talk about that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I learned to say, okay, that's fine. Or what about this way? We got a fun episode coming up. Let me just put that out there. I think I think when you go into a podcast with your friend, you're just like, what? How do I say this? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I thought about the thing that I told you about, and oh, there we go. And I didn't even know, like, should I ask? Should I not ask? How do I put this? So she says, yes. I don't know. Because I knew it. I knew you were going to be like, So it makes me rethink. It makes me, like, work the puzzle.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So I'm keeping you on your toes?
Yes.
Like, never a dull moment.
Because I could have very well just done this by myself and been boring.
You're not boring. I don't know how fun it is talking to yourself. As an only child, I do it a lot. And
no one would have just heard me talk.
So yeah, it's definitely an adventure to be in a platform like this. Because You know what it is? It's you. Let me tell you something. Now that I have half the spritzer, in my system,
uh-oh.
Cardi B style. Let me tell you something.
Yes, Cardi B.
It's taking me out of my comfort zone, and I always say that you should do something. You shouldn't be too comfortable in life because that is what makes you stagnant, and you're not going to grow from that. So this is definitely. Doing that.
And I think sometimes we have those conversations that push and grow both of us when this is not recording.
Yeah. Maybe we should just start recording from the time I walk in the door.
Ooh.
Or not.
I don't know. It's been fun and I'm ready to start playing out more. I just want to make sure that we're looking at the calendar and we know how to market this and we know how to share it authentically to ourselves. Like, I don't want to be anyone but Jess and Elsa.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of a struggle because at 32, it makes you think, like, well, who is Jessica?
Who are you? Who are you even?
I think the memes that we send each other, that we tag each other in at this point, are pretty descriptive of that, uh-huh. of who we are in that sense. But it's nice to have this to look forward to, mm-hmm. I think, especially, I mean, that's kind of why I wanted to start it. I wanted something outside of work that I could look forward to and that I could keep spreading, you know, Latina female voices and not just Latinas, but female voices, mm-hmm. and pushing that.
Yeah. That's awesome. I think one of my favorite highlights has been to see how people interact with each other, like, especially with like the dating episode when we asked for all the dating stories, and everybody,
we need to have a part two.
We do need to have a part two. I lost my train of thought.
Just how everyone's talking about their own dating nightmares, and like we immediately come to the defense of the poster, like, no way, I can't believe you did that.
Uh-huh. And then everybody was, whether you knew each other or not, people were like, oh my god, girl, I can't believe that happened, that guy was a douche anyways, yep. blah 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 type deal. Not that all of them were guy bashing, it's just people were, it was a sense of community that was apparent through that,
yeah,
through that time in the episode.
So we're ready for more in a few weeks.
Yes.
I just want to drink more spritzes. But let us know what you want to hear us talk about. I mean, if it's another career episode, if you want to have us feature other career women, or, I mean, I know I kind of want to have Erica Prosper on here at some point, so.
That's like goals, major, yeah. major goals.
I just want to hear what, you know, does she work out as much as the mayor? Because TJ just got home from the gym and I'm over here like, but I just want to hear from y'all about what you want to hear about. That sounded kind of circular, but yeah, let us know what you want to know.
And thank
you. Who you want us to have.
Yeah. Or if you have, well, like Jessica said, any input. I love to hear that people are listening to it while they're washing dishes, or I've had more than a handful of people yeah. tell me that they listen to it during washing dishes. That's and so I thought funny. That was so funny because yeah. I don't know. Washing dishes is one of my least favorite things. So I always tend to listen to music or things that make me happy. And so to know that you guys are listening to it while doing yeah. such a non-fun activity. Or maybe that helps you find your zen. Like maybe dishwashing is one of your go-tos on how you harness your chi.
I know. I think Ashley listens to us at the gym, which is oh, yeah. hilarious.
Yeah.
yeah. Because I should work out too. but yeah, let us know. And we'll, I mean, we're not ending this at the right the second, so yeah, keep us posted.
Mm-hmm. Can't wait to hear from you.
Do you think you can hear the water?
This is real life going on right now. We're going to be our, yeah, live set. We're talking about our muy muy moments of the week, but my muy muy moment is probably going to be for like the 15 past weeks that we've had. And that's just to all the fabulous listeners who continue to interact with us and listen and tag us on the stories. Those are so awesome.
The i2 crew.
Thank you guys so much. You have no idea how much it is encouraging us.
I mean, in that same vein, thank you to the ones that give us shout outs to tell us to apply to the Spotify workshop thing. So we didn't get it, sorry, but they had like 18,000 applicants, which is super encouraging that like that many more women of color are trying to podcast.
I know,
that's cool. I'm like, yeah, we already had one, so let's get more.
Yeah, and I guess if we wanted to go to New York, I guess we'll have to put it our own bill.
Maybe they'll have another one.
Fingers crossed.
But yeah, thank you for listening and sharing your muy muy moments with us.
All right, people. It is that time of the week for the fashion fix. So this Fashion Fix was actually kind of on reserve for the dating episode, but we had so much content that night that I kind of just moved over the stuff that I had set aside for you guys. And now we can talk about it today. So it's going to be just dating edition of the Fashion Fix. So first and foremost, comfort is your first priority. If, especially if it's a first date, you have enough to worry about that night and, you know, like makeup, hair, whatever, where you're going, how you're going to act, like whether you know this person a lot or not, you have all these other things to worry about. Make sure that you yourself are comfortable in the outfit that you are wearing. So you're able to be that much more of yourself. Second of all, give yourself plenty of time to plan out what you're going to wear. So that way you can go into the date calmly. Because if you're planning at the last minute and you're like three outfit changes into it, that's just going to make you in your head more hectic than you need to be.
Or just go to iCandy.
A deal.
I feel like I did that a few times.
I mean, I'm not going to say it didn't happen, but I've helped plenty of girls go get ready for their dates. So iCandy is always an option. And then the third one is to wear something that makes you feel like the best version of you. So I'm going to pull out my best Oprah. And just harness yourself and really try to be the best you that you can be, so that that's what's projected out into the world.
I like that.
Yeah. And then at the end of this, at the end of the day, you got to be yourself, because when you feel good, you'll look good. Confidence is key. Remember, you are a badass bee. What say you, Jessica?
That's a good one. Yeah. So that's a very soothing way to start the self-care episode. A big sigh.
You know what I love?
What?
Is when puppies or like dogs come up to you, or kittens, just any kind of pet, and they just like let out this big old sigh, and they're like, I don't know if it's because they're comfortable with you or they're just like happy with their life.
Yeah.
But they act like it's the hardest thing in the world to be them.
You're just like,
oh. I know. So that's what it reminded me of.
Right, I now. Love it. That's just me in a nutshell. So for self-care this week, I'm going to try to take a few days off in the next few weeks, just because I haven't really planned any time off. Mm-hmm. And you can start feeling it and like how creative I can be or not. I'm not great at taking time off. I'm not.
But you have to force yourself to do it.
I do. I don't think I've ever used up all of my vacation days.
Ever? Wow.
So, need to do that.
And it's not, yeah, I think sometimes people, I think Americans in general, because I remember reading studies on about how European nations are way better at taking their vacation, and in general they're given more vacation than Americans, but for some reason we take so much pride in acting like how busy we are, like, oh my god, I have so much going on, oh my god, I haven't had a day off in however many, or like I haven't, like you're saying, like,
right,
used all my days,
but like
we're
supposed to, that's not hurting anyone but myself.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, I earned that time off.
Exactly.
It's accrued.
So you gotta use it.
I gotta use it. So I think TJ has a week in July coming off, and maybe we can take some of it together just to, like, hang out. Or maybe we can go to the hill country or something.
That would be fun. I thought you said you were gonna go get peaches.
Maybe. We'll see. He was supposed to print out his calendar, so we'll see.
Will you bring me back one?
Yes. Thank just you. The one
just peach. One peach.
Don't
one
ask for more.
One unbruised peach. And then myself, I think what I'm gonna do, I haven't done this in a long time, but I want to kind of just try to be silent and just without electronics and see what happens. Yeah.
What do you mean? Like, how does that work? What's the plan?
I mean, I don't know. I haven't tried it before. I'm just gonna like take all the electronics away and then just
for
sit
how long?
With myself. I don't know, like 15? I'm pretty sure I would go stir crazy. Five? What should I start with?
Here's the thing,
a
like,
minute?
How do you even time that if you don't have your phone?
Oh, damn.
You gotta put the kitchen timer on.
Yeah, I guess so. Or like put put my phone in the room or put my phone in a different area and then set the timer.
I did the my work podcast, yes. The Big Spoon, with Jason Dady recently. And I was like, do you ever unplug? And he's like, I don't take my phone into the bedroom. Uh-huh. And I was like, first of all, how dare you? But how liberating does that sound?
I know.
Not waking up and the first thing you do, checking Insta, checking Face, mm-hmm. checking Twitter, checking your email.
Uh-huh.
And then the other email. And then the other email.
Yeah. And then your four Instagrams.
And then all your DMs.
Uh-huh. I am trying to remember who else. Somebody else I know doesn't take their phone into their bedroom, and I cannot remember.
Our problem is that we have four different alarms each.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So setting it somewhere where we can still hear it, it needs to be part of it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't think about that part.
Or maybe even not taking it to bed. I think that would be good.
Or just to have it far enough away where you don't mess with it.
Yeah.
Maybe try it on a different nightstand or something.
Terrifying, I know.
I'm already scared enough not to wake up with my three alarms.
But you give yourself a cushion. You're not waking up at 10:30.
Well,
are you?
I mean, I wake up at like 9:45.
That's not bad. She also goes to bed super late.
This is true. I like 2 or 3.
Good Lord, I can't do it. I did that the other day in Austin, and I was like, I think I'm going to die.
Party animal.
No, I did not like it.
So yeah, I'll tell you guys how my minutes of silence goes. I'm nervous.
For it.
You know what I want to try also is float.
What?
To go to those salt bins. Not the bins, but like the pods.
Nope.
Come on.
I don't know how to swim, and most of...
You float.
Yeah, that
they
doesn't sound
float,
fun either. Yes, you're not helping yourself.
I've heard it go really well or really creepy because the salt and the water is your own body temperature.
Yeah.
So you're literally in there and you feel like nothingness. But then I've heard of people seeing visions because you are like at one with yourself and you just feel like you're floating within the universe because there's nothing to hold you in. But then people start seeing things and hearing things or like childhood memories come up or like different things. So I've heard of people freaking out and they get out of the pod sooner than their time is up.
Yeah.
But then I also hear people that just lose themselves in it in a good way and is like the most relaxing thing ever.
I'd rather get a massage.
You see, I have problems with that. I don't like
strangers. I've never gotten a massage either.
I haven't either, and I'm not... The boys always tell me to do it, and I can't, like... Having a stranger touch me like that
Let's do it
freaks
together.
Me out. I can't.
Let's do it together. It'll be a couple's massage. And we'll learn about it. It'll be so much fun. We can film it.
Oh, hell no. That's not going to help me any.
So, yeah, what are you guys doing for self-care this week? Making sure to take time out and... think and just kind of, or not think, just be.
Mm-hmm.
Let us know. Outro. Here we go. Taking our break.
The hiatus. Our summer break starts now. I don't know what I'm going to do with myself.
You won't have to miss us a ton because I'll still be posting on Insta.
Yeah, that'll still be. You can still tag us and share things because we obviously...
And we'll be posting.
Yeah, exactly. It'll just be a couple reruns and then we'll be back.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm ready.
We're going to go live. I want to live. Where is that from?
I don't know.
It's from a movie. Oh, man. You see, now I sound dumb because I can't remember what the movie
was. No, I really don't know what movie that was.
Oh, my God. I want to live. It's got to be. It's from somewhere. I want to say Dirty I want to say Dirty Dancing, but I don't know if it's...
Oh, maybe.
Oh. Well,
sounds
if somebody
like something
knows...
Baby would say.
Where is it from, TJ?
It's from It's Wonderful Life.
Oh. You see? All right.
It's good he's around. He's a producer. So hang tight. We'll be back before you know it. And we'll share dates when it gets closer. And make sure to own your I Do moment.
Follow us, subscribe, rate on Facebook.
Yeah, because the more you rate and review, the more people see it.
Oh, yeah.
So give us those cute little words of encouragement.
Or not. As long as you're commenting, it doesn't really matter because people are going to see it.
Yeah.
It's all about the algorithm. Thank you guys so, so much.
But we'll see you soon.
Toodles.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.